This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out at 7-5radio.org, the number 7-5radio.org. We are red hot and rolling here on Saturday night, June the 10th, 2023. The air finally is clear of the smoke from the massive forest fire from Canada. But the air is back to its normal dirty self in the District of Columbia because everybody and the brother is hotboxing. They should rename the District of Columbia to the District of Cannabis. How's it going tonight, Mr. Yerkew?
Oh, it's doing pretty well, man. We didn't get none of that smoke. Well, we had some smoke in the stratosphere from Canada, but, you know, nothing to write home about. I just turned on a barbecue and cooked up some steaks, so it's just as usual, same as usual.
Nice. Yeah, it got so bad here in D.C., it went from code red to code purple. Now, I don't know if that has to do with the LGBTQ parade that was held today in DuPont Circle, but it was purple, and you thought the end of days was right around the corner. But I digress. As usual, we want to say hello to some of our special listeners out there. Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman. Happy Pride Month, Linda, or Larry, from Yonadasis, New York, also known as the Cell Savers. Stay safe, one and all, please. Also, Ms. Crabtree, who may be listening tonight or may not be listening tonight, special shout out to you. Also, our buddy Stas, he's no longer on Twitter. I don't know if the feds got to him or he got deported or he got killed because the streets in D.C. are just off the chain. And Stas puts food on his table by food delivery. So, Stas, if you're out there, give us let us know you're okay. First order of business, we always read the names of the men and women in law enforcement who are murdered in the line of duty. Fortunately, this week, we have no names to read off. Stay safe, one and all. Second order of business, we want to talk about a situation in New York, New York City, the place of our birth, the place Walt and I drew a paycheck from, the place that has a very special place in our heart. Turns out Michael Dowd, who was once a member of the service, who was also the star of the feature-length documentary The 7-5 and a friend of Mr. Yerkew's, as well as a co-worker, Mr. Yerkew's. He went to visit One Police Plaza with another member of the service, another police officer, and he took pictures of himself at Police Plaza. He took pictures of himself at Police Plaza, posted on Instagram, and Police Plaza thought they were invaded. So now, at the security desk at One Police Plaza, also known as Police Headquarters, there's a picture of Michael Dowd that says, terminated from the NYPD and convicted felon. If he attempts to gain access to 1PP, must stop, do not allow, notify SOC immediately. So you have Michael Dowd, who's in his 60s, came to visit a public building, just took pictures of himself walking around, and giving support to another former member of the service. And they now have a watch for him. So I guess crime is safe in the city of New York. Walt, what's your take on this?
Well, it's not that I have a take on it. have a very strong opinion about this, you know, whether it was Michael or not. You know, One Police Plaza, you know, way downtown Manhattan, is a public building. It's paid by taxpayer dollars. It's also federally funded. And they're all civil servants that work in there. Michael pays taxes, you know, much to the chagrin of some people. He's paid taxes. He's also paid his dues. You know, putting a sign, a picture up to stop him at the door if he tries to gain entry is highly unlawful. It's a violation of his 14th Amendment. It's a violation of his First Amendment. He's just a citizen. He's got a little bit of gravel that he has to carry around in his pockets because of people like that that have to keep reminding him what he did, what he was accused of, and what he was convicted of, and what he served time for. He's still a citizen. You know, all that nonsense is over with. He paid his dues. You know how I feel about this. You know, when a judge sentenced him to 16 years in prison, the judge didn't include, and Judge Kimber Wood, by the way, who also posed for Playboy, was his judge. The judge didn't say, all right, Mr. Dowd, 16 years in federal custody, and you can't vote, and you can't have a firearm, you know, and you can't leave the country, and you can't go to One Police Plaza. You know, none of that stuff is part of a sentence. So, you know, I've talked to Michael about this. It was a hand-drawn flyer with his picture on it, and there was a former member of the service, a sergeant, a friend of Michael Dowd's, who's, you know, long since retired, also stopped at the door because he's, consorting? Is that what it is? Consorting?
Right.
Is that the word I'm looking
consorting.
For? You know, the guy's off the job. He's retired. He did his time also, you know, he did his 20 years and retired. He is no longer under the rules and regulations of the NYPD. And it's a violation of his rights, civil rights, his 14th Amendment, you know, mostly. Also, you know, the Fourth Amendment, you know, he doesn't need his business put out there by the police department. It's nobody's business that he's a former member of the service. He did his 20 years, retired quietly. And now the police department wants to make a big deal out of it. Now, as much as I love and respect the police department, to the chagrin of more people than not, well, we'll come back after the message. Take us out.
Okay. When we return, we'll finish up with Michael Dowd and his rights being violated for nothing he's done. Also, Trump versus Biden, my take on who's the bigger criminal. Also, is CPR racist? And free crack pipes for those who live in the five boroughs of the city of New York. Take it away, boys.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio, with Walter Yerkue and yours truly, Scoop Stanton. Now, our brother-in-arms, Michael Dowd, who served his time for instance that occurred in the past, we won't talk about because it's been documented in the awesome documentary, The 7-5. He was denied access to Police Plaza, which is a public building, and he's not a threat. So you have a 60-something-year-old man who was a member of the department, who did serve his time, just a citizen going about his business, and Police Plaza, the brass at One Police Plaza said, no, you can't come in. Walt, please continue.
Well, you know, and in talking with Michael a couple times this week, it doesn't bother him, you know, so much, you know, that this is, you know, he expected it. He expects stuff like this. However, you know, he has mechanisms, which is to, you know, find an attorney, you know, such as, you know, if anybody remembers William Kunstler, he passed away about 25 years ago. But his protege, you know, Ron Kuby, who is a big civil rights attorney, you know, contact somebody like him. And unfortunately, the department took the step in the wrong direction this time, like Michael did so many years ago and myself. It's time to make them pay. You know, I don't know. You know, I give speeches and lectures on the current day of policing to various police departments, colleges, and attorneys' offices and such like that. I'm a consultant with two different attorneys' offices here in Chattanooga. And, you know, the biggest thing that people forget is civil rights. You know, they could tell Michael, you can't come in here, but they can't stop him. They could say, we don't want you in here, but they can't stop him. Just like they can't stop me as a former convicted felon. You know, they call me a convicted felon. You might as well call me a police officer because I was one too. You see? So, you know, they pick and choose their language. This is just, you know, a horrible thing that they do. I would go down if it were me. You know me. I'm more flamboyant when it comes to stuff like this. I go down there with a news crew in tow, okay? And the news crew will stay inconspicuous until somebody stops me at the door. You know, then you have Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7, Channel 9, Channel 11, and any other damn channel that they have in New York with whoever's trying to stop me at the door. So it's just a horrible thing that and it's not just Michael. It's people all over the country. They're not allowed to be in a library with a camera. They're not allowed to be in a courthouse with a camera, not allowed to be in any public place outside a police station with a camera. You can't go and talk to a cop without a camera, you know. So, you know, you just don't know what to do. But, yeah, you do. Just read the Bill of Rights. So, you know, Michael is thinking about how he wants to handle this. And we may have him on next week to see what his take is, you know, in the next 2 weeks or so, to see what his take is on all this, what's going on. I mean, you know, I got half of mine to fly up there and walk around, you know, walk around, introduce myself and put it up on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter or whatever it's called now, and see what they say about me, you know, being there. Because, you know, sure as the bear goes in the woods, I'd be there that morning and I'd pull that damn poster off the wall. It's unlawful. Highly immoral. And whoever in the police department okayed that is an idiot. And if it came out from the commissioner's office, well, commissioner is an idiot. You just can't do stuff like that and expect everybody to bow down. You know, we're going to start, buying like sheep, you know, we're going to follow them to the, tell them what they're going to tell us what to do. And we're going to follow them to the gate. We'll go this way, go that way, go this way, go that way. No, it's a public place. It's paid by taxpayer dollars. You don't have to live in New York City to be allowed into a public building. You pay federal money. Federal money gets dispersed throughout the entire country. And you're allowed to go into any place that's taxpayer funded. So I would have a lot of issue with this. And I hope Michael thinks about this. And police department got him for illegal activities, and he paid his dues. Well, maybe it's time to throw it the other way. Throw it the other way, you know. So. Hopefully this will come to light and some type of legal action and an apology. And we all know how apologies can turn out, don't we, Scoop?
Yep. But, well, just to piggyback on what you said.
Go ahead.
Just to piggyback off what you said is that the Brass Eleven headquarters is restricting Michael Dowd from just walking in and looking around and just being a civilian. Meanwhile, they're letting people in the street do all sorts of foolishness, act a fool, and just, you know, nearly kill people. And the cops in the street can't do anything. They're told, nah, let them protest. Let them break windows. Let them burn down stuff. Let them do whatever. But, you know, a 60-something-year-old white guy who does have a criminal record, who does have a tax ID number, we got to, throw him out the garbage.
I got half of mine Monday morning to call the mayor's office and talk to one of his peons and say, what the hell's going on up there? Highly unfair. You know, call Channel 7 News and have them call the mayor's office. I'm not against the police department. You know, I don't want people out there to get me wrong. What I'm trying to say here is that somebody within the police department took a step that they're not allowed to by law. They're not allowed to do that. If he was a wanted fugitive, yeah, you could put his picture up. You know, if he's here, you know, if he comes into the one police plaza, stop and hold. You know, that's why you have criminal pictures in the post office. You know,
right.
It's not like they're not allowed in the post office. They're allowed in the post office, but if they're seen, you know, you grab and hold. Or you notify the hotline number. But this isn't the case. He's not wanted. Pardon the pun. He's not wanted at one police plaza, nor is he wanted by the law. So either way, it doesn't matter. Even if he was, he would still be allowed in one police plaza.
Right.
You know, it's to everybody, not anybody who's never been arrested for a crime or convicted of a crime. If that's the case, then they need to ID every criminal that's still alive and put their pictures up. Not allowed in one police plaza. You see, and then the sergeant, the retired sergeant, he's not a criminal, and they have his picture up there. So, you know, for comporting, you know, so what? It doesn't matter. You just can't say, you know, police department can't tell anybody who is not on the police force, you can't hang out with this person because he's a convicted felon. You know, it's just, you know, like I said, you know, you should, when I do these lectures and such, you know, at the police departments and local police departments, you know, small police departments, big police departments, you know, you should see their chins drop to the floor when you tell them you can't do nothing about it if somebody screams at you. You can't do nothing about it if somebody tells you F you.
Right.
Unless you have.
Right.
Wonderful. Unless you have, you know, probable cause, you know, for that a crime has been committed, you know, it's not tucking your tail and walking away. It's saving your butt, CYA, to walk away. And let them say what they want. The minute they touch you, the minute they spit on you, then it's a different ball game. But
right.
They don't know how to handle themselves these days.
Right, but anyways, and if that sergeant has some business in Police Plaza, what's he supposed to do? He's supposed to come down and do his business in front of everybody? Anyways, we come back. We got a friend of the
show. A cop's job is to do nothing until something happens.
Anyways, we come back. We got a special guest on the line, and you know, everything we planned just went in the toilet. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Barmash. Former President Trump says his latest indictment is actually driving his poll numbers up. Speaking Saturday at a GOP convention in Columbus, Georgia, Trump said that it is a, quote, horrible thing for the country, but the only good part of it is his poll numbers are, quote, way up. Alan Sanders, though, the professor emeritus of political science at St. Peter's University in New Jersey, said Trump's base could inspire his challengers.
But one should remember two things about those cultic followers. First, they are not a majority of the American people. That's number one. And secondly, anything that activates them to cheer on Trump all the more also activates all of the opponents of Trump. And there's not enough coverage of that.
Trump, who faces a 37-count indictment related to classified documents stored at his Mar-a-Lago home after leaving office, told the crowd Saturday that his fundraising numbers are, quote, through the roof. He is expected to surrender at a Miami courthouse on Tuesday. It was a day to recognize the LGBTQ community at the White House.
The president addressed the largest pride celebration ever held at the White House.
You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. And you belong.
He commended the LGBTQ community for their bravery and their inspiring impact on the world. President Biden reaffirmed his administration's dedication to ensuring the safety of all individuals and reiterated his support for banning assault weapons. Survivors of the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando were among the attendees. I'm John Schaefer.
Saudi Arabia and the United States are holding a 24-hour ceasefire between the Sudanese armed forces and rapid support forces. Both warring factions agreed to rest and let humanitarian aid get to citizens throughout the Sudan. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code
code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each Pure Ground Burger, so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, and you better be listening, because on the hotline we have our good friend, Pulitzer Prize winner, best-selling author, and beer connoisseur, Charlie LaDuff. Charlie, what's going on, sir?
I gave up liquor, dude. You know why I gave up liquor? Because last time I was on, I was talking to Walt. You guys thought, Walt, I heard you, dude. I respect, man. And then I went to that the teaser, the sizzle reel of the document. You met East New York, NYPD. Holy shoot. See, sorry, there you go, fucking. Oh, sorry. I totally.
Language, sir.
Listen, Walt, man, respect, man. Come on my show, please.
All right, well, I'll think about it. I'm taking a trip to. I'll be taking a trip to Western Europe in the next couple of days. So when I get back, I'll give you a call.
Where are you going?
Western Europe.
Like Western Europe? Which one? Like France or Spain?
Well, Western Europe.
Are you going to Antwerp?
Portugal, France. Portugal, France.
Portugal, England. Oh, man. Lovely.
All right,
lovely.
Well,
so you're going to go. Where are you going to land? I apologize. Everybody loves Walt.
Sorry.
Where are you landing, man?
Heathrow.
Okay. And then getting a jumper to where you're going to get off in England first and walk around or connector?
Yeah. I'll be in England for a couple of days, and then I'll be going to Paris. I got friends in England. I got friends in Paris. So
that's smart.
All I'm paying for is plane fare.
Right, but anyways,
you know,
plane fare and travel, because I got to take they use trains.
What are you doing? Are you doing a speech or something? Are you doing a speech?
No, I'm going visiting. This is the birthday present.
Lovely. So you're going to land in Heathrow, get one in like $50 a kilometer taxi cab, and going to your friend's house, and going to the pub, right?
No. They'll be picking me up at the airport. But when I travel to
beautiful.
Paris, I'll be taking a train. I'll be taking a train.
That channel's cool. Sorry, go ahead, bro.
I wanted to go to Europe. I wanted to go to Eastern Europe and try to smuggle in some cannabis oil and spend 9 months in a Russian jail. See if Biden would take me out too.
Yeah, right. Hey, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, right. Whoops.
Anyway,
I'm not a tall, ugly male lesbian.
Well, I don't know, because I think Ms. or Mr. Griner is, I think she urinates standing up. But anyways, Charlie, I just got a text from our buddy James Edwards. He says you and Walt are have a gig together. So he loves it. But anyways, this is not the Walt the Yerkew travel show. We could talk about his travel arrangements later.
Why not?
Is 7-5 Radio.
Man. Okay. Go ahead.
Well,
questions. Do it, dude.
Anyways, I want to talk about that.
I'm in Michigan. Walt is in Tennessee, and you're in D.C. You know, hey, Walt, you know who the East Coast liberal is in all this? Scoop. He's the dude living in D.C. You're in Tennessee, right?
Yeah, we went there before in April.
Okay. But, yep, exactly. And I'm in Michigan, and the only guy on the East Coast is Scoop.
Yep. But I do live in Dixie, though. I live across the – I live west of the Potomac River. But anyways, real quick, Charlie, you saw the trailer to the 7-5. How does that compare to Detroit?
Well, explain to me what you're saying.
You saw the trailer to the movie The 7-5, featuring Walter Michael
yes,
Dowd.
I did. Yeah,
and all the chaos
awesome,
of what
man.
Happened. But how mm-hmm. is that relatable to like what was going on in Detroit with the drug war and just the chaos?
I can't do that. I can't do that. Hey, Walt. Thanks, Scoop, for the toss. Well, I don't know, man. You seem really interesting, and I do apologize showing up here having a couple too many whiskeys on the program. You know what I mean? But, I would like officially, you know, on this program, I should come on my program. You're a really interesting man. Really interesting man.
I told you, as soon as I get back from Europe, I'll give you a ring and we'll
Western Europe.
Yeah.
Do not go to Eastern Europe and get involved in that war, okay?
I'm Ukrainian. Why shouldn't I?
Mm. Yeah, a better question is, why haven't you already?
Well, it's dangerous over there, sir.
Stuff.
It's too dangerous.
Too
they got war
stuff.
Going on.
What they need to do
yeah,
is go to Brooklyn and recruit. What Zelensky needs to do is come to Brooklyn and recruit some of the Ukrainian mafia to go over there. It'll be over in a couple of days.
Do you really think so?
Yeah.
Yep.
It seems like a pretty tough war to me.
You got the Russian mafia hanging out in the Turkish baths, checking each other out, and Ukrainians are out there, you know, taking care of business. So,
remember Avenue U in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Remember Avenue U?
Avenue U?
Oh my!
Yeah.
Goodness. Yeah. Remember? Yeah. My goodness, there's an Avenue U. Go ahead, Ben.
I remember Sylvester Stallone was talking about Avenue U in Lords of Flatbush.
Was he really?
50 years ago.
Yeah. Lords of Flatbush. Hey, kids, if there's one listening, Google Lords of Flatbush. Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie. It was the original Outsiders, you know, where Johnny Depp and all them was like with Sylvester Stallone. It was the original.
Sylvester Stallone, Henry Winkler.
Okay,
Barry
that's
King.
Great. Yep. That's a wrap. Thanks, man. Will you come on my show or not?
I said I will.
I gotta
I'll
beg
call
you
as soon as I get back from Europe.
When is that?
As soon as I get back from Europe.
Well, Charlie, okay, we don't want to put his itinerary out there.
Listen, my wife walked out. She is CIA. I don't know if she's CIA, but I think so.
I'm leaving Monday. I arrived in London Tuesday night, our time.
Okay, in Knightsbridge. In Knightsbridge, there's a pub called the Dog's Bollocks. Go there, dude. You're like a hobbit. It's weird. It's like it's really small, and like you're in the Hobbit, and the beers are great.
Mm-hmm.
Knightsbridge.
I can't
the
go.
The dog's bollocks, which means the dog's balls.
I can't go anyplace that small.
Well, Walter's
what are
a
you,
big dude,
Prince Harry.
Wow.
I'm 6'5", 300 pounds. I can't go into a small Hobbit place.
Wait, dude. In the documentary, you looked 6'5", 250 pounds. Did you put on 50 pounds?
No, I always been about 280, 300.
Dude, you look 250 in that movie. Did you wear nylons or something? Because you looked 250. How long ago was the movie?
Looks at deceiving.
Eight years ago. I mean it for real. Like, how many years ago was the movie?
I filmed that in 2012.
Right. Okay, beautiful. Oh, well, then look, 50 pounds is fair. That was 11 years. That's a decade in a year. I mean, you know, you have some spaghetti, you have some cheese.
I was about 295 when I made that. When I filmed that.
Really, you look intimidating in that shit. I'm sorry, national radio. Sorry, LA. Nah. I apologize. There's a delay. I hope I didn't do that on purpose.
Sir.
Dude,
negative.
What's the name of the movie?
The 7-5. Charlie, I sent you the link.
The 7-5?
No, but let's do it again. What's the name of the movie?
The 7-5.
Send me the link. It's called The 7-5.
I already did.
Yeah. Okay,
all right, we'll come back with Charlie Duff and try to figure out where he's going. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we are back. Last segment in the fastest show in radio history. This is the fastest hour in radio. It's yours truly with Walter Yurkow, who's going to Europe to visit, and Charlie LaDuff, who's curious about Walter's trip. Charlie, let's go back to the topics at hand, other than Walter's trip, your automobile, and painting houses and visiting with family. What's your opinion of Donald Trump being indicted?
I don't know. Walt?
All right, Walt, take it away.
It doesn't do nothing to Donald Trump. I mean, you can indict a ham sandwich for being a bologna sandwich when it's really a ham sandwich. You know, this guy in New York, this brag guy, has overstepped his bounds. And when Mr. Trump is elected, and becomes president again in 19 months, Mr. Bragg will feel the wrath of what a real president does. This president, Mr. Trump, as president, you know, won't be falling on the deck of a Navy ship. He won't be stuttering, forgetting what he says, you know, things like that. So this guy Bragg will feel the wrath of a real president instead of getting stroked by a fake president. Or, you know, it would be something if he got stroked by this fake president, because that would mean, you know, that he's like halfway alive, you know, halfway coherent, I should say. So I'm not worried about Mr. Trump's indictment. You know, something else that's going to fall through the cracks. You know, you had the Biden crime family, and things are being shown and proven. And my dog is barking probably at the deer out in my driveway. So she has something to say. Mr. Trump is I got deer in my driveway. My dog is going nuts.
Wow. All right, breaking news, folks. Walter Yerkew has deer in his driveway. You hear that only on 705 Radio. Charlie, what say you about this federal indictment on Donald Trump?
I don't know. I don't know. What did he have war plans? Because I'm hearing war plans. I don't like war plans, and I don't understand why you wouldn't give them back. Then again, when I'm listening to the media, and I'm listening to them about Russian collusion and intercepts between the Trump campaign and Russian intelligence, and it's a lie. I mean, let's just be, it's proven now. What am I supposed to do here? And here's what I believe. There was no Russian collusion, and Trump's
right.
Taking war plans with him. And I don't know. I don't know why Hillary Clinton's not indicted. If you want me to go there, I'll say that. I don't understand why not.
I hope she don't get indicted. I hope she doesn't.
Yeah, that's so well said. Because it destroys the.
I'm not a Hillary fan. I don't want to see her get indicted because that's too good for her. It's too good for her. You know, I'd rather see.
Well, you know what I think. Well, I think that this bloodthirst in American politics, they don't care, and they're destroying the institutions. And if there's anything I want to pass on to my child, it is an institution. These are the rules. And if we have no rules, and if they're not equally applied,
you know,
we have a really big
politicians should not be in office more than a couple of terms. You know, this lifelong politician stuff is for the birds. That's not what this country was built for. That's not what the forefathers wanted. They wanted limitations, and there's loopholes in those limitations.
I get you there, dude, it was a small country. It was a small country. Now
we have better legal minds. Well,
I'm in the state of Michigan, dude, and we got term limits. And here's what I see. That they got dummies rolling in and out year after year, and they are at the mercy of the lawyers and the bureaucrats. They are. So how do we fix it? We tried to fix it, and the fix didn't work.
It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you are, low level or mid level. You are always in debt if you're involved in politics. And you're in debt to the person that's above you. The person that's above you is in debt to politics to the person that's above them. It goes all the way up and down the ladder.
Oh, politics.
Okay?
Now, my dear Walter,
when
politics
when Mrs. Clinton dies, the best thing that people could do is walk by, spit on her while she's laying in that freaking box.
Well, don't That's say that because thing. The feds are going to be on your porch in the morning.
Bring them on. It's called
hey, all First the Amendment. Alphabet agencies listening, Walter's house is in Tennessee with all the deer in the driveway.
Yeah.
But
we got deer up here in Michigan, too, man. Scoop, the only guy that's screwed in the apocalypse is you. Is you. There's no food source for you.
Ain't nobody. I got plenty of food down here.
Yep.
Yeah, we got plenty of food up here, too.
Yep. But see, here's the thing. Everybody here in D.C., when the you-know-what hits the fan, everybody is going to be running to DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever fancy restaurants, pulling out the debit cards.
Yeah, you're going to run to Arlington. I mean, get out of here. It's the most ridiculous story ever.
Debit card ain't going to mean a damn thing. It's going to be cash.
Exactly.
Soon.
Meanwhile, yours truly has, I have
You guys see that have you guys seen that HBO series, The Last of Us?
No.
It's pretty good. Yeah. We can do a little movie
HBO
here.
And I'll watch it.
It's pretty good. It's HBO. They give you the 5 minutes after the credits, behind the scenes. I mean, it works if you're an insomniac. And if you're an insomniac, that means you're doing important things. So shout out to all the insomniacs. Listen to 75.
You mean 75 radio.
Oh, Walt, I learned this on break. You're the big name here. And this is your show.
Who'd you learn that from?
Is that correct, sir? Scoop.
Who'd you learn that from?
Scoop.
I'm just the guy on the radio.
But
I'm just the guy on the radio that happens to have a colorful past.
Right. But see, if the show was about me, it wouldn't be 75. Well, it might be 75 radio. That'd be my IQ. But we're not going to call the show 75 radio if Walter's not involved, because I have nothing to do with the 75, except I brought a couple of maybe a couple of fair beaters to the 75 back in the day. But, Walter's just as much a part of the show as you're part of the No BS News. And, like you said, like you told me earlier offline, I was very lucky I got Walter. I'm very happy I got Walter. And, we've been doing this for 5.5 years.
Walter, how do you feel about Scoop? We might as well do the job review. What do you think?
Scoop does a great job. Scoop does a great job. He does most of the homework. He comes up with a lot of the ideas. I do my homework. I read about what we want to talk about, so I know that I'm speaking the truth. And if I don't know what he asks me, I'll try to find out, and then we'll both know.
Are you living in rural Tennessee?
Yeah, this is in MSNBC. We don't make it up as we go along. We find out what the truth is, and then we broadcast it.
Well, I got to say this. If I couldn't live on all 14 stations across the country you're on. Look, dude, I would say this. Make a video of your life. Of your life on, you used to work in New York, man. East New York. And now you're out there in, for whatever reason, out in Tennessee, make that video. You got that money. And by the way, your producer's name is Lizzie.
Do, huh?
And shout out to Lizzie.
What money might that be?
Really good.
Where is this money?
Right.
Well, Charlie,
exactly. So, Charlie, what's your Patreon code?
Charlie, I'm going to break it down to you. Walt is very humble. Both our net worth combined is worth, together, between Walter and myself, all of our assets together, totally, this whole show is worth hundreds of dollars.
But do you have a Patreon code? So
no,
people that are listening
Charlie,
that actually...
Charlie.
Yeah.
If I hit the lottery tomorrow and won $100 million, the only thing I'd probably do is buy myself a new watch. Okay?
I feel you.
And donate most of it to somebody who really needs it.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah.
That's it.
Or you'll keep it if you need it, but if it's fat, you'll give it away. Yeah, I get that.
I mean, if I had any debt, I'd pay off the debt and stuff. Of course, you know who wouldn't?
Yeah.
You know, but the majority of the money would be donated to a good cause. You know, like the American Cancer Society or something. You know.
Well, you know your history, so you have to be out loud with people to trust you about money.
There's needs out there for developmentally disabled people. You know, suicide hotline, domestic violence victims.
All right, folks, we made it once again to the end. For Walter Yerkew and Charlie Duff, this is Peter Scoop Stanton. Remember, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Special shout out to James Edwards for listening and laughing. Folks, we will be back next week. Thank you very much.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.